This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 4th. Cattle markets generally fairly quiet except for that front month live cattle, which suddenly has emerged as a leader of the complex, finally filled the gaps from the packing plant fire and actually closed above those gaps. So pretty impressive performance, at least for the front months. At the back months, we're fairly quiet, kind of just looking at the leadership of the front months and content to trade just almost within an inside day at the high end of the range from the previous day. So those back months still continuing to kind of stall out at the highs that we've seen over the last three, four sessions, whereas the front month October lives just continue to kind of push higher. In the feeder cattle, the back months there have been fairly quiet as well. They've just been stable, and the front month has shown more of the movement to the downside. Yesterday it was fairly quiet, kind of along with the back months, and just basically trading right at the top end of the previous day's range. Not a lot of direction in the cattle complex yesterday. We did see some cash trade developing. Saw a couple thousand head trade. Fed around 105, which is down 1 from last week. Dress trade around 167, which would be up 2 from last week. Box beef values were mixed. We had the choice down 91 cents at 212. Select was up 131 at 187. The spread's at 24.85. Movement 164 lows. So it seems a pretty decent movement so far this week. Export sales were a bit disappointing for cattle. Beef export sales at 12,500 tons. Japan took 4,700. South Korea took 3,700. In pork export sales, a fairly large number, 34,500 tons. Mexico took 10,700. South Korea took 8,000. And China took 4,900. So from a fundamental perspective, things are fairly quiet here in the cattle trade. We'll see if the cash can get a better bump on the Fed trade, but the dress trade looks like it's got some firm undertone to it. I look for this market to kind of pull back, though. We've had quite a run here, and it's been pretty consistent, and we haven't had much of a correction since early September, so the market clearly is due for some kind of correction. But it's impressive that we're finally able to get above those gaps, and I would look for the market probably to confirm that that a low is in, at least a seasonal low. I'm looking for a pullback here probably about halfway, and then we'll take another run up into the holidays. That's kind of been my thinking, at least for the live cattle. On feeders, of course, we're watching the feeder cattle index, you know, kind of anticipating that we're going to see quite a bunching up of cattle into the feedlots this month. But the cash index is just fairly quiet. We're only down 17 at 142.92. So that's very close to where the October front month is. And of course, we'll expire that in here in a few weeks. But the back months are hovering. November's right around the 142 level as well. So we're watching that for direction. And again, anticipating that we're going to see a pretty big number of placements during October. We'll see what September gives us in the cattle and feed, and that's not for a few weeks either, but the bottom line there is we didn't really see the cash market falter. And if you had heavy placements with a cash trade that stayed firm, that's a pretty impressive sign. So that could be on tap as well, but we won't know that until we get the cattle and feed report. In the meantime, we're kind of bracing for a big placement number for October, and we would get evidence of that if the cash market starts to buckle, and obviously that would be reflected in the cash index as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.